You can do it. You can do it. The reason you don't believe you can do it is because you don't know the system. Hey, when Doubting Thomas came, he stuck in, you know, the disciples said, hey, Jesus was here and he ate with us. And Thomas says, hey, the only way I'm going to believe this is if I can stick my fingers in those holes in his hand and in his side. So when Jesus came, he says, blessed be your faith, because you have seen. But blessed be those that haven't seen, but believe in me. Ah, you want the system? After I show you the system of psychometry, it'll be very easy. You hold it in your hand, you feel the energy come right up your hand, right through the throat chakra and into your brow. You get a vision, and all you do is describe what you see. It's that simple. Whatever you touch. She hands me this, and I says, oh, a wallet. Right away. Wallet. You can do it. I agree. Jordan Warren, his name, social with me. I believe in God that you can do it. I believe it. There's no doubt there. You're going to get some awareness when you touch that object. Everything you touch, you can tell whether it has good vibes or bad vibes. And as soon as you start letting it pour out, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. It's that simple. You're going to do it. You want to do it? You're going to do it. It's a very simple thing. They call it part of the psychic power. What is the psychic? The soul. What does the soul have? But what it knows. What do you tell them when you're holding the ballot? What you know. Whatever is impressing you at that moment, what you know, that's what you tell them. When you read the ballots, it's going to be that simple. When I call you up here to read the ballots, you're going to do it. See? Be that simple. Or you're going to say, wow, gee, and they're going to go, you know, they're going to say, yeah, I understand that. And you might say, well, gee, I didn't understand exactly what it was, but I knew what I was saying. See? And then you get understanding. You get understanding by knowing. That's how you get understanding, by knowing. You don't get understanding by not knowing it. You only get the understanding of it when you know it. Somebody says, well, I want to see the unseen, but I don't want to look into it till I know it. You see? I don't understand it because I don't know it. So I won't look into it. I won't touch it. Hey, I want to see all the unknowns there is. Let's give me the unknowns. Because the more unknowns that are revealed to me, the more I unveil the mysteries, the more I'm going to know God. Because he's everything. The more wisdom you manifest, experience knowledge you manifest, the more you know God. The more love you have, the more you know God. The more truth you have, the more you know God. You need to do the psychometry? Can you do psychometry? See? Now watch what happens. The next time you touch something, you're going to know about it. Because you've made an agreement. By identification. I am that. This is how you claim your powers. Hey, I'll tell you, when I started, I walked up there, shame. I held it, and I said, okay, here I am. I'm on the spot. I just started saying whatever came out there. And he said, yeah. Thank you. Don't thank me. Thank God. That's where it's coming from. Well, he was giving me the visions. Boy. Because that light was coming in. You don't think God can give you the right impression? You're connected with God. You keep connecting with the One. I remember a psychic I first met him at the Alexander Hotel right there in Waikiki. I walked in and he was supposed to have a lecture that night. And his girlfriend was sitting there. And I was with Rebecca, and she was my girlfriend at that time. We walked in, there wasn't anybody else there. So we sat there and we talked a while, and I started talking about the One. He says, what's this One? What are you talking about, this One? He says, well, there's only one. He says, well, there's none. I says, well, the nun is one. That's what you're talking about. Where did the one come from? But the nun. The zero you're talking about is really one. You see? Start looking at it. Start looking at it. Boy, it seems so abstract, doesn't it? Where do you understand it at? At the abstract mind. You want some description of abstraction? Then you give it some description. But if you listen, there'll be 100 descriptions for the same abstraction. The same idea can be told 100 ways. The same idea, the same creative power can be expressed a thousand and a million ways. How many musicians are there that express the one power of music? There's only one power of music. So this one expresses it through a guitar, this one expresses it through a keyboard, another one expresses it through a horn, another one expresses it through a drum. They're all expressing part of the power of music. And when they surrender and they pour themselves all the way into that, then they're, boy, we say, wow, they're really something. Look at that John Denver sing, man. He's got it. How come he's got all that environmental consciousness? Here's a green ray being pouring out his heart, singing with the vibrations of that, huh? We say, wow. Here down here, what do we look up to? The next levels. If somebody's on the physical level, who's looking up at them? They're only emotional, who do they got to look up to them? If they're only mental, who do they got looking up to? You see? If they're soulful, who they got looking up to them? If they're creative, who they got looking up to them? You see how more and more start looking up, creative? Those that are spiritual, the awakened individuals, who's looking up to them? Those that are universal beings, who is looking up to the universal beings? You can't stand in the present without everybody going, aww. Open up your heart to that. You say, wow, all that wisdom. Well, you have that wisdom. One time, the nun says, I'm only great because you see me great. And you can only see me great if it's in you. Some people can't see the greatness of Christ because they can't see Christ in themselves. See? They can't see the greatness in the Masters without seeing it because they don't think they have it here. If they don't have it here, then it's not believable. It isn't in them. If you don't have it in you, it can't be reflected outwardly. You can't reflect it off another being. Isn't that beautiful? A man should live his life that way, that you can have that beautiful reflection. Loving God, doing bhakti over and over and over again. Divine bhakti, love and devotion to God, love and devotion to God, singing to God, praising God. You look up at him and you say, hey. But then one day you're walking beside this master. And Jesus didn't think it was demeaning or wrong or by identifying with God. He didn't think it was lowly to identify with God, or wrong, or blasphemy, to be God experiencing. See, if you can't see God inside you, how can you see it anywhere else? See God in each other, and you're going to see God everywhere. You're going to start seeing God everywhere. It's when you don't see God in here, but you don't see Him everywhere. It's that simple. Where are you seeing God? Or are you seeing Him? You want to control the vortex? Okay, here's the two keys. Channeling light, vortex control. That's one statement. Channeling light, vortex control. Okay, you want to control a vortex? Okay, I want you all to notice how it feels right now. That's what it feels like. Change? Here you go from just feeling the room, going
near enough. Did you hear that? All I did was radiate in enough. Created, I love you, God. I love you, ministers. Thank you. Thank you. I was just sitting here radiating that. What did you feel at that moment? From when you first noticed, and then when I said, what did you feel at the second moment? What's the difference? Are you radiating, beeping for that energy? Or are you running? Oh, I see some people running around radiating worry. You ever see how other people get contaminated by that? You know how they're controlling the crowds now? The communists are controlling the crowds now? Boy, they get in there and they start radiating their emotional body. And they start hitting it over and over, start chanting this, chanting it. And this body gets into it, and that body gets into it. And boy, the next thing you know, the whole crowd is into it. You got mass control. You got one person doing it consciously, and you got the rest experiencing it. Hey, I felt so great at the rally. Hard in the hall, in the hall, in the seat pile, seat pile, seat pile. Boy, they're over it. Boy, that was great. But now you say, how Hitler, what do they say? Oh, wait a minute. He's not here radiating that. He's not here radiating we're superior now. What did Christ do? He radiated out love everywhere he went. There are some saints that were so powerful radiating consciousness as they walked down the path, flowers cropped up behind them. Flowers come right up out of the ground. Oh, how can you believe that? Because I know you've got to put the seed in there, it's got to take so long. There is no time or space. That's an illusion. Are you agreeing with that? Are you agreeing with that? Whatever system you agree with, that's the one you're bound by. Whatever system you're agreeing with, that's what you're bound by. How about the one that was sitting on the Kalmanord and radiating beautiful smells? Beautiful smells. Oh, that's sweet, huh? See that sweet smell? Gee, where did that come from? Atmospheric control. Vortex control. Vortex control. What's it smell? Something sweet? How many smelling? Good life? Plumerians. Oh, where's the plumerian tree? I don't have plumerian on me. I believe at the moment I'm doing it, I'm smelling that the same moment I'm doing it. Because every smell is right here, right now. Where do you think the flower's got the smell? Where do you think the flower's got the smell? Where do you think the carrot is the color orange? Where's he getting it? You see? He's pulling it from his surroundings. How does the plant get what it does? It pulls it from its surroundings. And nature pulls it from its surroundings. There's a basic substance. One spirit. There's a basic substance, one spirit. The Spirit of God that can do anything. Wow, give me that. Thank you, God. Give me that. Thank you, God. You see that? Give me that. I don't wait. I have faith. The faith is the evidence of those things unseen and the substance of things hoped for. Hey, give me that faith. It's right from the book of St. Paul. When I close my eyes and I start praying to God, change the vortex, it changes. Start practicing. You go into a noisy restaurant, isn't calm much better for the people than all the racket? So you sit there and you believe calm. You believe calm within yourself, and you pay attention to calm everywhere. Isn't calm? Calm. And watch how the sound, or you can sit there and you do that for 5 minutes, everybody will stop talking, they'll stop rattling the dishes, they'll all wonder where's that calm coming from. See? Yeah, I want some dry going across the street. See?